farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Red Stripes Project Grow initiative gaining momentum. Stay with us to find out more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew with James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it. You think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic because math counts.
27 farmers at One Farmers Group are being contracted to supply Red Stripe with tubers for the brewing company's Project Grow initiative, accounting for approximately 430 acres of land. The farms are located in St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, Manchester and St. Elizabeth. Another set of farmers are to be contracted in short order.
We're doing it in batches. Mm-hmm. We want to do it in batches of 30 farmers or 500 acres, depending on which one comes first.
Local Raw Materials Business Development Manager at Red Stripe, Dr. Cavell Francis Ryan. Under the initiative, Red Stripe aims to substitute 40% of its high maltose corn syrup imports with cassava starch by 2020. 4,000 acres have been earmarked for the project. Red Stripe will grow its own cassava on 20% of the land, while the remainder will be outsourced through contract manufacturing. The beer manufacturer chose cassava based on how easy it is to process and the fact that it would not affect the signature beer's taste and color.
The buying has been really good. We are very heartened that farmers are really interested in growing. We have to be keeping the farmers informed and letting them know that we soon get around to their goal.
Dr. Frances Riney says in light of the significant enthusiasm by the farmers, it is her intention to meet the targets before the 2020 deadline.
That's my personal target, but I need to caution because it's not just growing the acres, it's also growing the output of the farmers. Mm-hmm. Because we need the farmers to be producing at much higher tonnage per hectare than what the national average currently is. It's about 15 tons per hectare, and ideally we want to be at least 30 tons per hectare. So that requires a lot of training, working with the farmers, sharing information, doing research with different research interests and entities to improve the use of the farmers over time.
Local Raw Materials Business Development Manager at Red Stripe, Dr. Cavell Francis Ryan. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Behind dog, a dog. In front a dog, I miss a dog. Translation: behind dog is dog. In his presence, it's Mr. Dog. And this means people disrespect you in your absence, but not generally in your presence.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries. And everybody loves the fish sanctuaries. Cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone. And help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam. Let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.